The three of them went into the cave, T3 using his lamp to illuminate the dark interior. The cave was empty now. While waiting for Scourge to return from his meeting with the Emperor, Mitra and T3 had buried the bodies of the fallen security chief and his soldiers in a bare patch of ground a short hike away from the cave's entrance.
"I'm sure you're eager to change out of those clothes," Revan said.
"What about you?" Mitra thought. "Why haven't you taken off that mask yet?" "We have something to show you first," she said. "T3, play the holovid."
The droid rolled up beside them, projecting a 30-centimeter tall image of Bastila, cooing over Revan's 3-year-old son.
"I don't know if you'll ever see this,"
Bastila said, adjusting a lock of hair on the boy's head as she spoke to the holorecorder.
"But I have to believe you'll return someday. And when you do, I thought you'd want to share your son's birthday."
Revan didn't say anything. As if in a daze, he slowly sat down on the floor so the projection was at eye level.
"Wave to Daddy,"
Bastila said, pointing in the direction of the recorder.
"Say we miss you."
The boy did as instructed, waving his tiny arm vigorously as he repeated Bastila's words. To Mitra's relief, Revan reached up and removed his mask as the holovid continued to play, setting it down on the ground beside him.
"I know we didn't discuss names before you left, but I called him Vayner."
Revan smiled, realizing it was an anagram of his own name.
"I want him to know who his father is. I want him to understand you are a part of him."
A tear rolled down Revan's cheek as he watched the vid, and Mitra quietly retreated into a dark corner of the cave to let him watch in private. She'd stashed her clothes here before she and Scourge had left for Nyriss's stronghold, and the shadows gave her the privacy she needed to change out of her slave's outfit. Instead of the black pants and sleeveless red shirt she'd worn on her first arrival, however, she once again donned her Jedi robes. She didn't consciously think about her choice, and it was only as she was clipping the lightsaber to her belt that she realized what she'd done.
"You're following Revan's lead," she thought. "If he's wearing Jedi robes, then so are you. Just like old times."